This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Moving on to the teacher shortage we've been covering, to lure talent, reduce student absenteeism, and save a little money, hundreds of districts are trying something new, moving to four-day weeks. It can be a perk for teachers, but usually means a reduction in classroom time. And for many students, it comes at a time when they're already dealing with learning loss from being remote during the pandemic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The 900 students in Lathrop, Missouri, don't go to school on Mondays.
It's kind of the new Sunday.
New since 2010, when Lathrop adopted a four-day school week. Chris Fine is superintendent. He says the original intent was to save money by cutting down on the hours the district needed and had to pay support staff.
Cooks, custodians, bus drivers, even secretaries, they all work 32-hour weeks.
The district saves $125,000 per year, around 1.25% of its annual budget. That's on par with what most districts save. Fine says the students' days in the building are longer. They don't have half days, and snow days are made up by coming in on the odd Monday. So Fine says there hasn't been a reduction in class time.
Moving forward, was we were able to add hours of instruction to the school day. So we go Tuesday through Friday, basically 8 to 3:45.
Other districts also increase the length of the school day, but
many of them are not increasing it enough.
Paul Thompson is a professor of economics at Oregon State University. He says some districts are reducing instruction time by 5 hours each week, which in the wake of a couple years of remote learning is an especially big deal.
To do this effectively, you need to find a way to recapture that lost time.
Thompson says there are other effects, too. Kids might not run around as much because they don't go to recess. And teenagers who are unsupervised have more time to be teenagery. Still, the vast majority of districts that go down to 4 days a week don't go back, like Newcastle Public Schools in central Oklahoma, where Melanie Howe is superintendent. For the last 6 years, they've taken Fridays off. They were actually in today, and Howe says people were not feeling it.
Folks are talking about their normal Friday errands that they would run that somebody else in their family will have to pick up this week.
Howe says teacher recruitment is one of the main reasons they've kept this policy in place.
We've had teacher candidates say that they chose us because of the extra day.
For parents who don't have that extra day off, Howe's district offers childcare for a fee. There's also evidence that in some places with four-day school weeks, mothers specifically work fewer hours. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.